With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'll be your host for the next hour of great listening. Thanks for joining me. It's graduation season, with college graduations in full swing and secondary school graduations on the horizon. So on today's program, we'll focus on sacred choral and organ music performed by choirs and organists associated with academic institutions, both here in the U.S. and in the U.K. Great listening to pieces by Virgil Thompson, Pierre Villette, Jake Runestad, and many others. We'll begin with organ music by Herbert Howells, performed by Trinity College Cambridge organ scholar Owen Park. He performs Howells' Rhapsody in D-flat major, Opus 17, No. 1, at Coventry Cathedral. Owen Park played the Rhapsody in D-flat major by Herbert Howells on the organ at Coventry Cathedral. I had the privilege of attending a national conference of the American Choral Directors Association a few years ago, which featured an amazing wealth of fine performing ensembles from high school age through adult, from across America and abroad. From one of those concerts, we'll hear the University of Southern California Chamber Singers perform Alleluia by Jake Runnestad. Joe Michael Scheibe conducts. Alleluia by Jake Runnestad was performed by the University of Southern California Chamber Singers, directed by Joe Michael Scheibe. Moving to Houston, Texas, our next choir comes from the University of St. Thomas. The university singers are led by Brady Knapp in a piece by Anthony Baldwin, Prayer of St. Richard of Chichester. The University Singers from the University of St. Thomas in Houston sang Prayer of St. Richard of Chichester by English composer and church musician Anthony Baldwin. Brady Knapp directed. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Well, here are the University Singers from the University of St. Thomas again as they sing a lovely setting of Ave Maria by Colin Mabee. They perform in the Chapel of St. Basil on the campus of the University of St. Thomas in Houston. Brady Knapp led the University Singers from the University of St. Thomas in Houston in Ave Maria by Colin Mabee. Australian composer Matthew Orlovich was commissioned in 1996 to write a piece for Harvard University's holiday carol services. The sparkling anthem which results is titled Lo, There Is Light, which combines the text of Brightest and Best by Reginald Heber with the poem Sunrise on the Coast by A.B. Patterson. Murray Forbes Somerville leads the Harvard University Choir in this performance.
Thank you.
Lo, There Is Light by Matthew Orlovich was performed by the Harvard University Choir under the direction of Murray Forbes Somerville. Among the most American-sounding settings of the 23rd Psalm I know of is Virgil Thompson's anthem, My Shepherd Will Supply My Need. The tune comes from Walker's Southern Harmony of 1835, and it sets the paraphrase by Isaac Watts. Gail Walton leads the University of Notre Dame Liturgical Choir in this recording. The University of Notre Dame Liturgical Choir sang My Shepherd Will Supply My Need by Virgil Thompson. Gail Walton directed. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. I recently became acquainted with a very fine collegiate choir from the southern U.S., one among many. This choir is from Georgia State University, which I heard on a recent recording produced by the Gothic label. They perform a wide variety of repertoire extremely well, and we'll hear them sing music of Renaissance composer John Shepherd. In Pace is directed by Deanna Joseph, leading the Georgia State University Singers.
Thank you.
In Pace by John Shepherd was performed by the Georgia State University Singers, directed by Deanna Joseph. A talented high school women's choir is up next as we hear the Cypress Falls High School varsity women perform Prayer for the Gifts by Texas composer Kinley Lang. Deirdre Douglas conducts. Deirdre Douglas led the Cypress Falls High School varsity women in Prayer for the Gifts by Kinley Lang. Music of 20th century French composer Pierre Villette is next. Villette was a contemporary of Boulez and Messiaen, but tended to be a bit more conservative composer, drawing on the inspiration of Fauré and Debussy. At the same time, he developed his own unique musical language. We'll hear his motet, Jesu Dulcis Memoria, performed by the Iowa State Singers, directed by James Roddy.
Oh,
Jesu Dulcis Memoria, Jesus the Very Thought of Thee by Pierre Villette, was sung by the Iowa State Singers, directed by James Roddy. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The chapel choir of Selwyn College, Cambridge, has emerged as quite a potent force in English choral music, with a number of recordings released in the past several years under the direction of Sarah MacDonald. From one of these discs, we'll listen to the premiere recording of Adoremus in Aeternum by Welsh-born organist and composer Ian Quinn. Sarah MacDonald led the chapel choir of Selwyn College, Cambridge in Adoremus in Aeternum by Ian Quinn. They performed in the Lady Chapel at Ely Cathedral, surely one of the most glorious acoustics in which to hear choral music in all of the UK. Music of another Welsh composer is next, as we listen to an American choir sing the now well-known setting of Ubi Caritas by Paul Mueller, written for the wedding of Prince William and Kate Middleton. The Sam Houston State University Chorale sings under the direction of James Franklin.
Thank you.
Ubi Caritas by Paul Mueller was sung by the Sam Houston State University Chorale, directed by James Franklin. John Levitt composed a fascinating Easter anthem, Kyrie Eleison, setting a text by Yaroslav Vida. It begins in the penitential feeling of Lent with overtones of a psalm of lament and gradually moves to the exultant joy of Easter. The St. Olaf Choir, one of the premier American collegiate choirs, sing, led by legendary conductor Anton Armstrong. Music of John Levitt on With Heart and Voice. Anton Armstrong led the St. Olaf Choir in Kyrie Eleison by John Levitt. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music from a variety of collegiate and secondary school choirs to celebrate the season of commencement. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also get news about us on Twitter. Follow at @WHeartAndVoice for previews, pictures, and updates. And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher. And I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.